Morning. It's oh yes, it's recording. Okay. I had a bad moment there. I thought it was a good record. It's 11:11 a.m. Friday, January the 24th, 2020. Good morning. Good morning. I got my words down. I got the Mobi ready to upload for Kindle for Cape Grace. I'll be working on the paperback this afternoon. I'll probably release them both at the same time. Well, I don't know. Maybe I'll just go home and upload the ebook and then work on the paperback. I got the words out of the way this morning. First thing, I was up at 6 o'clock. I had the words done by 9. I had... took me another hour and a half to get through the last 100 pages of Cape Grace to make sure that it was formatted correctly. I didn't do a lot of the extra formatting that I usually do for the ebook, and I'm probably going to do perhaps even less for the paperback. I'll have to wait and see. I have to see what that looks like when I get it put together. But, yeah, it's coming. It's coming. It'll be out as soon as I can get the paperback formatted, which may take me as much as the rest of the day and most of tomorrow. I don't know. I am tired. I'm really tired. I met my goal, my monthly goal, 62,000 words this morning. So we're into bonus territory in terms of word count as of tomorrow. At least for January. February, we'll start counting again. We'll see how we do there. But I came to a logical break point and said, okay, I'm going to take my walk now, get it out of the way, come say hi to people. Hi. It's not a terrible morning out here. It's put the phone back in my pocket so I can pull my hands back into the sleeves of my coat. It's low 40s, 42, 44, somewhere in there. Sun's out. When the sun is shining on me, it's nice. I'm walking in the shade right now. It's not so nice. But I worked up a good sweat. I'm dressed for 30. And it's 40, so once I get around here and start walking more in the sun, I'll probably have to put the hood back just to get some air. I'm pushing pretty hard. I want to get back. I got stuff I want to do. I did not make my yogurt this morning. Shoot. It's Friday. I could make it today, I suppose. Take all afternoon and into the evening, but it's not like I'm going to do, you know, like be tied up anywhere. I'll make chicken stew for dinner. I made beef last night. Pot roast in the crock pot. It came out pretty good. It was because it stewed for, yeah, there goes the hood. Because it stewed for like 6 hours, it was just like falling apart. And quite tasty. I used a quart of beef stock. instead of water. And I forgot all of the seasonings I was going to put in it. So that was kind of a, it's like, oh, really? But it still came out pretty good. Fam was pleased. I was pleased. We moved on. I also did my grocery shopping last night. I was down to 100 pages in Cape Grace. And I already had my words. And it was 7 o'clock. And I knew I was going to have to get groceries within the next 24 hours. And I didn't want to do it today because I wanted to have today free to do work, not do housework. So I went to the grocery store last night at 7 o'clock. Fam's looking at me like, what are you doing? 7 o'clock at night, you're going to go to the grocery store? Well, yeah, they are open. And, you know, it's not going to really make much difference if I go now or tomorrow in terms of the store. And I can see all right in the dark, you know, I still need lights, but it's not like I'm going to be feeling my way with a cane or something. So did the grocery shop last night, freed up today. So when I got the first pass Moby put together, I thought, okay, I'm going to take my walk now, and then I will come back and fight with Amazon. But I also have to fight with Lix. I've got Lix working. My kid had trouble getting 2.3 to work, and I did 2. I couldn't make it work. And I finally figured out how to make it work using the MikTek console, which I realize is pretty much gibberish for anyone who doesn't know how to deal with these tools. So I apologize for that. Anyway, I figured out how to do it. Got it to work. Now I need to convert the word processing file to LaTeX and import that into Lix so I can tag it. There's 60-something chapters, which is the longest, the thing that takes the longest for converting to paperback, to the PDF that I need to upload, is tagging all the chapters so they appear correctly with the right numbers. I have a few scene separators. Those will need to be managed individually. But I think what I'm going to do is just replace them with something like 3 octaforks or something, rather than try to do with a graphic piece. I wasn't happy with the... I used it all the time. I wasn't really happy with the little ship's wheels that I used for the separator before. It made gaps that were unseemly. So we'll see. We'll see how it works out. I don't know. I wonder if I can insert them as characters. Because they're Wingdings, but I don't know if I can get Lix to recognize Wingdings as a source for... source for character glyphs. They're putting the roofing on. If you can't tell from the woodpecker sounds, that's these guys putting the roofing on this. Assisted living facility. Assisted living for active seniors. I wonder if I should look into it. Get ready, coming up on it. Stay with me. Monk post, okay. And on we go. So Darkness Station Origins is coming along nicely. It went over 30,000 probably yesterday, where it said, I've already talked about the word count, I'm at 62,000 plus, so I've made my goal for January. I'm feeling good, feeling loose. I did my walking meditation this morning. It's terrible. It's very difficult to walk and meditate at the same time, because my brain wants to think. My brain wants to consider all kinds of things, some of which are useless and some of which are interesting, and some of which are, all of which are largely superfluous to the meditation, which should be centering myself, being here now, focusing on the pressure of my feet, the rhythmic step, step, step. And thinking is not supposed to be happening while I'm being here now. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. I'm trying to make it work better. I haven't got my meditation down for the... I haven't restarted I was doing 15 minutes of sitting in silence, which is very, very challenging, but also helps my brain kind of reset. And I want to get back to doing that, because getting my brain to reset would be a good thing. Yeah. Morning.
Hi.
Both of them. A couple walk in the opposite direction. I feel like a little kid walking along with my hands pulled back into my sleeves. Shopping around. So I've gone back to reading. I finished Anne Aguirre's Strange Love. I think I mentioned it yesterday that I finished it. And yeah, there will be a sequel. When I went to look at her website, it's book one. So I'm hoping to get a book two out of it, at least. Could be. It was so much fun. I was sort of, I went into it like I went into Wizard's Butler, and it was sort of had the same kind of feel. I would just throw things against the screen and see what happens. And it happened nice. I don't know how long it took or how much effort it was, but it came out really well. It was a really good story. I liked it. And now I'm back to Jonathan Brooks' Dungeon World. I got to the end of the sample, and it began to smooth out a little bit. It's still kind of rough, but I was intrigued enough by the story to give it another go. So it was like $3.99, I bought the book. And right now I'm reading that one. I also joined a Facebook group called Black Science Fiction. I tried to join the Afro-Futurist group, but I think they're going to turn me down because they asked me what the latest Afro-Futurist book I read was, and I put Dahlgren, which is like from 1965, but it was probably the last one I read. And the problem is I can't find self-published Afro-Futurism. One of the guys put up a link in that group this morning, and it was a white guy with a black man on the cover, and I'm going, Okay. Not exactly what I was looking for. I'm looking for underrepresented voices, and as a white guy, he's got crappy covers, but he's hardly underrepresented. Somebody recommended in the Golden Age Facebook group, somebody recommended Lawrence Donners again, D-A-H-N-E-R-S. And I know I've read him before. His covers are dreadful. But I know I've read him before, but never picked up anything beyond a sample. I grabbed another sample, we'll see. I'm a lot less stiff-necked about it these days, so perhaps I'll get into it and find out that I like it. What do I have? I have two or three others that are kind of weird that I've picked up. I haven't actually got into them yet, but we'll see. My TBR pile is growing with samples. I've got four or five that I haven't dug into yet from people that I don't know at all. So we'll see how that goes. Unzip the coat. Unzip the hoodie. Walking directly in the direct heat of the sun. It's a lot warmer. Had to put my belt on. That's a good thing. The belt means the pants are too loose to stay up. And I'm wearing my 32-inch waist. So that means the 4 or 5 pounds that I had picked up over January have now gone away. Not January, December. Have now gone away, and I can get back down to fighting trim, as they say, fighting trim. Park is looking grim. Well, it's looking winterish. It's brown and gray, and sky's blue. Beautiful blue. That's one of the artifacts of being so high, is that there's a lot less atmosphere, so the sky tends to be a lot bluer, particularly right overhead. Year-round, actually. Not just in the fall. I noticed just, when I look, growing up in New England, I noticed the sky seemed a lot bluer in the fall, in October, September even. Too much humidity in the summer. Too much cloudiness in the winter. But here, because we get so much sunlight, it's really quite lovely. It is a beautiful morning. My legs are talking to me because I've been pushing the last couple of days. Still haven't done the evenings walks yet. I probably should start that up. Perhaps tonight. I gotta get that back up to peeling off my 400 calories a day. I'm getting 200 a day. That's not bad, but 400 would be better. Cuts back on. Well, it compensates for all the cookies. At any rate, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.